Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Fowler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Art Fowler. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Bell reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to home to get Bell. Robinson moves to third. Post moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Hoke goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan moves to third. Fowler moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Fowler moves to third. Temple moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Ramon Monzant now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fowler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fowler strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Ramon Monzont. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller pinch hits for Bobby Thompson. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Stu Miller. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Giants, 4, Reds, 4. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 3 in the game. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Tom Acker now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to third. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Don Mueller now playing right field. Marv Grissom now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Ed Bailey. Ray Crone now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke bunts towards third. Jablonski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffcoat moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jim Constable now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Tom Acker. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Don Gross now pitching. Smokey Burgess now catching. Alex Grammas now playing shortstop. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Mueller moves to third. Ray Catt pinch hits for Jim Constable. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Catt for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jablonski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jablonski moves to second. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 4 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor bunts towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawrence moves to second. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoke is walked intentionally. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. O'Connell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit now playing shortstop. Darryl Spencer now playing second base. Danny O'Connell now playing third base. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Post is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Crowe pinch hits for Brooks Lawrence. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe hits a pop-up towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.